My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Over!
It's over.
That's it. That's it. It's over. We finally have something we can believe in again. 6 months since the Super Bowl loss and the Warriors not making the playoffs and the Giants somehow putting everyone to sleep.
Again.
Yet again.
Again.
And then a month and a half of screaming about other people's money. And for me, bygones. Everybody got their opinions out 15 different ways. We've arrived. We're here. The season is starting. I think we've got something we can believe in here. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl or this, that, or the other, even stay healthy. But this is a team that is worth our time, our belief, the postseason, all of those things. And we're here. I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, it's been a long road to hoe. And, you know, if you want to talk about what's been the worst thing between the Super Bowl and today, well, if you can't count the Super Bowl, it's probably the Warriors having their season end the way it did. But there are many other subplots in the Warriors. And I think for me, it would have to be something with the Giants. I can't pinpoint exactly what day. Maybe it was Buntgate. Maybe it was the trade deadline where they kind of sat on their hands and did nothing. And, you know, the whole inexorable slide to mediocrity for the Giants was something that was kind of day after day pain, not real pain, but sports pain, because when the Warriors ended, you knew that the Niners were going to have some offseason, this and that, Ayuk and Trent and the rest of it, whatever. We didn't see Trent coming, but you knew that there was going to be some offseason stuff, and that's part of fun in football. But then we would have had actual games to care about, and by early July, it felt hard to really care about the Giants because they would break your heart twice a week.
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, you're searching for like, what was the one day with the Giants? Yeah. It isn't one day. It's a bunch of days. Here's how I'll answer it. You want to know what the hardest part of the summer was with the San Francisco Giants? Anytime one of them got to third. That was the hardest part. Any of them got to third base, I swear to God, I was like, this is not going to go well. And it felt like 83% of the time I was right. So that was the hardest thing. But yeah, over the last 6 months, if I had to pick one, it's absolutely that, and this was probably under-discussed, a largely healthy Warriors team didn't even make the playoffs. Like, if you're an NBA fan, how long have you spent being like, God, the NBA, the playoffs are too big. Everybody makes it. Teams with losing records make it. 20 teams at least have a shot if you factor in this play-in tournament. And the Warriors weren't one of them.
Well, they were in the 20-man
yes,
tournament.
Yes, they were in the 20, but they did not make the 16.
Yeah.
Not the Final Four, not the Elite Eight. They didn't make the Sweet 16.
Didn't make it out of Dayton the first four.
Like, and that, for me, is what I think had the long-lasting effect. That's what led me sort of to this moment where I'm like, it really feels like it's been a long time since all of us could gather around and go, there's a big game tonight. Big game. Like, invite your people over. We got a game to watch. Hell, I got the nickname here at this yard of Watch Party Willard.
Yeah.
It's dormant.
You haven't had one in a while.
Can't invite anyone over because the Diamondbacks are in town on a Tuesday. You can't do it. So 6 days from today, Dibs, thank goodness, there's a game.
Yeah, in 2 days, like a there's game. Well, even though it's not us.
But I mean, you know, like
a real
minor
game, yeah.
Good Lord.
A game, one of ours that we can actually get revved up about and really feel good about, because even the Dodgers series this year at Oracle Park, that was hard to get up for because you knew the inevitable blew out down there at the yard, and not only the blowout that would happen on the field, but the blew out in the stands. And so it made it even more difficult to get up for those games than you normally would.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am so thankful to reach this point. And also, I do think, and I think we'll spend a little bit more time on this, to wake up, and for those who, I don't know how many early risers are out there, but I 5:45 wake-up call for me today, and we were already about, based on Twitter, because I got that stupid habit that so many of us do, which is the alarm is your phone. And so then when you turn the alarm off, what do? Yeah, you just go straight to the phone. Worst stupid thing for you. I wish I could, like, stop doing that so I could give myself, like, a half hour to start the day without the screen. But it's straight to it. And then, boom, we're already, you know, 15 minutes past the point where the Trent Williams announcement came down. And the announcement wasn't even the announcement you thought was happening. The contract, not even totally done, but Trent getting on a plane. He's got a huge dog, and he's on his way. Big fella's back. And with the Aiyuk stuff that took so long, the Pearsall situation, so unfortunate, but also thank goodness it went the way that it did. I really arrive at a spot today, no matter what your opinions have been, no matter how frustrating this has been at times, today's the day where you go, okay, just like wipe it all clean.
Yeah.
We're here. Get your jersey. Get your helmet. They're at full strength. Let's go play.
Yeah, and you're going to have the same experience, hopefully, when we get to the Warriors opener here in about 6 weeks, where everything that's happened with the Warriors, you can just kind of wipe it away. And whether it was, you know, trading Kuminga or trading Pods or trading both and Lauri Markkanen and Paul George and everything else we went through, when we get to the opener, it'll be all right. These are my Warriors. Let's rock. We'll go to the home opener and it'll be exciting because a new season brings all that hope and promise and the dreams. And if you're a fan of the Niners, those hopes and promise and dreams have to do with February football and a shot at another Super Bowl. So yeah, you can put all that stuff behind you and you can get excited. Come Monday, Mark, it'll be 146 days since the Warriors got knocked out by Sacramento. So if you put aside the Giants and the journey we've been on with the Giants, which has been level two, level three excitement, you know, kind of riding, not really the wave, but it's like when you go to a lake, there's a little bit of a ripple from the lake as opposed to the ocean. That's been the Giants. But 146 days on Monday will be the gulf that we have traversed from Warriors ouster to Niners open.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I, and my
and
gosh.
It felt much longer.
Oh my God.
Did it not? Oh, I mean, 146 days is a lot of days, but...
Well, I think that's what... And maybe it didn't... Even till the big fella had the announcement today, which, by the way, we're all morons. Like, today was always going to be the day.
Sure.
Of course today was going to be the day. Oh, Trent got on a plane on Labor Day? Shouldn't have seen that coming. But anyway, soon as big fella's on the way, you can take a deep breath on the Ricky stuff. Brandon is in. I'm going to take what he said, and we'll play it for you in a little bit. But I'm going to take what he said as a little bit of an apology, at least accountability. And I really do appreciate that for him saying what he said today, that he was a pain in the end, and it took longer than it needed to. You're right, Brandon. You were. You were a pain in the end. It did take longer.
I keep thinking you're going to say a pain into something else.
No, it's okay.
It's a pain in the end.
It's all okay. It sort of brought up...
You better be careful.
Well, no, not really. But anyway, it brought up a feeling that I didn't realize I had shoved down in the belly, which is that angst, excitement, that love for sitting down on the couch and not letting your back hit the pillow because you're so excited about what you're about to see, you scooch up a little bit. You move to the edge of the seat. Or maybe you just move to the edge of the seat so you can reach the popcorn that you made or the nachos that you made, whatever. But that feeling, haven't had it in 6 months.
Yeah, 146 days is what it'll be.
And I mean, it was the Warrior King game. And that lasted 7 minutes before you were like, nope, not this one either.
April 16th of this year was the date. And yeah, you had hope. And then you got in the second half and you thought, okay, Curry Flurry, this is what we do. You're down 12. It's all right. You're down 15. You know what? 18 is not insurmountable. Okay, they're down 21. Oh, God, did that thing get to 25? Whatever it got to, you're right. It never felt like, here we go. Here we come. Like the adrenaline of Brock Purdy getting the ball back with 6 minutes left against Green Bay. That was high level Super Bowl, obviously, but it didn't work out. But I'm looking forward to those, like you said, edge of the couch, walking around, pacing moments that we haven't had in a long time.
Dude, 6 days. 6 days from right now. This is as big of an event as we've had here with any of our teams since that Warrior game, which was incredibly disappointing. And so before that, it was kind of like the last time these guys played. And obviously the disappointment that led to with the Super Bowl loss. So I do wonder that. Like, if you line all of that up, and, you know, let's invite everybody to the party. 888-957-9570. What was the hardest part of these last 6 months? And I would answer it that way for me. It's the Warriors missing the playoffs. And there's a slash there. It's not just that they missed the playoffs. It's that for the first time in the careers of Steph, Clay, and Dre, they missed the playoffs / there's no good reason for it.
They're all healthy. Yeah.
That hurt. That hurt. Like, that hurts your Warrior ego.
Well, that's the final game that the three of them played together. And Clay went 0-10.
Yep.
So,
and then stared into the rafters and basically let us know that day that it was the last game.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, what we went through in the offseason with the Clay questions, which led to the Brandon questions, and then a little dash of the Trent question, and then, oh, look at Christian out of nowhere. And all the while, the Giants were going 2-3 over 5, 3-2 over 5, 2-4, 4-1, never won 5 in a row. They were just a flat line of boredom throughout the summer. But yeah, I do think you're right about the low point.
Want to hear the rest of the Trent Williams details? I got more details.
More deets?
Got more deets on Trent. Ready for all this? All right. Here's what Trent was fighting for. And I would argue that while this likely doesn't hurt the Niners all that much, this was worth fighting for now, what Trent just got. Okay? This was worth fighting for. And then I got something else to say after it.
But give me the numbers.
Here are the numbers. I gave you already the upfront guarantee, $25.69, and... we said $48 million is the overall guarantee, but let's frame that in a different way. The Niners are guaranteeing the next 2 years of Trent's contract.
Right.
$48 million is now, so it is a two-year, $48 million deal. Yep. And they added $7.6 million in salary this season. So 3 years remaining on the contract. This year in cash, 27.65. He was scheduled for 20. Now it's 27.65, which I think makes him either the number one or number two left tackle in the game. I got to look at the others around the league.
Yep.
But a lot of us guessed what Trent was asking for, and it was to be about the top paid left tackle this year and to get more guarantees. We were right on that. That's what he was going for. That's what he got. Also, though, you know what I think this means? Yeah, nobody was motivated for Trent to go to camp.
Of course not.
This is not.
We said that all along.
This is not a complex deal for the Niners or Trent to figure out. It's just not. Now, they reworked some things with Malik Collins' deal. It created more cap space this year. I'd argue that's probably they pulled mostly from that in order to give Trent more money this year. Not that complex. And I do know a lot of people not in the Niner organization around the league who felt like this was
a fait accompli.
This was a show. This whole fight was a little bit of a show. Trent was never not going to show up. They're going to give him some money. And he's going to be ready for the season.
Yep, and he gets 27.65 this year. And if he's got $48 million guaranteed at signing, that means there's probably 21 next year in guaranteed money. Christian Wirfs is averaging 28.1.
So he's number one.
Yeah, that's average annual. And I don't know what Trent's total average annual is, but he's at least in the neighborhood.
Where's Penei Sewell? Do you have them all in front of you?
I was just looking at the left tackles, but I'll have... I can punch that up real quick. He's a 28, Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
He's a right tackle.
Oh, he is?
They had this broken out by left tackle, right tackle.
Left tackle,
so
yeah,
he's making 28.
Right tackle is only a left tackle if your quarterback's left-handed, and Jared Goff is not. All right, we're sponsored by Express Employment Professionals. 888-957-9570. Let's have some fun today. Let bygones be bygones. What has been the hardest part of the last 6 months for you? This is Willard and Dibs.
If your supply chain...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.